here with sand volleyball head coach for Georgia State, Beth Van Fleet. Once again, how has the season been going for the Panthers overall?
We have had an amazing season so far. Our dual record currently is 18-1, and we've worked very hard in practice to achieve that. Early in the season, we sit down with each of our players and we set goals for the year. And one of our team goals this year was to win at least 3 out of every 4 duels, or 75% of the duels that we played. So we've been very pleased with the strides that we've made this season and overachieving in a sense for that goal.
Is this, you said you can have 75% is winning percentage was the goal. What were some of the key factors in going beyond that expectation?
The biggest factor in that is the depth that we have on our team. Our girls are out here every day, literally rain, snow, fog, beating down sun, lots of wind, and we work every day for everyone to be competitive on this squad. So the depth that we have and the ability that we've had to move players throughout the season and have success at each flight has been instrumental to our success.
You mentioned snow. For those that weren't here in Georgia during the early half of this year, there was a lot of still snow,
yes,
rain, just some tough elements.
Mm-hmm.
So you had the ability to still practice out or even through those situations?
Yeah. And we love when we have tough elements because that only makes us tougher as competitors and mentally tougher as individuals. So there's plenty of tournaments that we play in where it's literally monsooning and it's freezing cold and the rain makes the ball heavy and we have to compete in that. So anytime we get the opportunity here on our home sand to compete in adverse weather conditions, that's helping us grow as a team.
Who are some of your top players or even groups or pairs that
Sure.
perform well for you?
So literally, this goes back to the depth on our team. We have relied heavily on our 4 and 5 flights this year to come up with wins. So, and it's been whoever has been in that flight. So a lot of our wins are in the 4 and 5 and then a win in the 1, 2, or 3 or 2 or 3 wins in that spot. So it's not necessarily individuals. It's truly the group effort. I think we've had massive contributions from different pairs throughout the year. And with our newcomers, with Nina and Maggie coming in and jumping into the lineup, that certainly added to the growth of our team.
You mentioned, elaborate a little bit more on that grouping. It's usually a match is best of 5, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned 3 and 4s. Is there a strategy as far as putting some of your better pairs in the back end or the front end?
Sure.
Elaborate
yeah.
on that.
So this sport is still emerging, and so a lot of the way this game is played is on the shoulders of the coaches, and we're asked to set our lineups with integrity and honesty, and you are supposed to put your top pair in the 1, your second best pair in the 2, and not play the game of trying to beat another team with your strongest pair in the 4. So we have a couple of rules in place for that, but overall it's very much up to the coaches to make sure they're being very honest with the way that they set the lineup. And so we have throughout the season stuck to that. Again, we just have so much depth and we have so much competition that on any day, I don't know the difference between our 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. They all compete so strongly with each other.
How do you set the lineup? And do you sit down with the players individually? Do you do a screening or kind of see what their best skill sets are? What's the process of that? Do you decide kind of the beginning of the year that this is going to be a team, I want to stick mm-hmm. these two women together? Or do you have a little more flexibility in midpoint or towards the end of the year?
As we are recruiting, we know what our recruiting needs are for each year. So if we need a left side blocker or a right side defender, whatever the case may be. And then so much of it depends on the chemistry that the girls have once we get here. So we don't necessarily say, hey, we want these two playing together for the year and force that to happen. We generally have a massive diagram on our whiteboard that, okay, this one player could play with any of these 4 players, and these 4 players could play with any of these players. So it's in a lot of ways, it's like a giant puzzle. But we do see the advantages of playing with someone throughout the season and understanding the tendencies and creating communication patterns so that they can be successful as a pair.
Coming here to Georgia State and seeing you're in the middle of the city, yet you have 3 nice sand courts, is this kind of the vision of what the program, how did this come about, really just the sand volleyball process?
Yeah.
Because you have an extensive history with the program, but on the indoor side of
mm-hmm.
things, how did this outdoor program just kind of launch and the process of that?
Yeah, so first of all, our facility is amazing. Georgia State was incredible building this beautiful state-of-the-art facility for us. There's not another facility in the country that looks like this. I love that we have palm trees that are as resilient as our team. They've survived 3 winters with snow. Our sand has stayed in place. The drainage systems are amazing. So I think the one thing that Georgia State does well is whenever they put a plan together, they make sure they have all of the pieces there before they start breaking ground. And that's exactly what they did with this process. They talked to some of the best architects. They talked to a lot of beach volleyball players. They got all sorts of different input, looked at the specs, and really took the time to create the plans. And then once they broke ground, they built this entire facility, I think, in 6 months or less.
And how did you come to become the sand volleyball coach here at Georgia State?
So that's a funny long story, but I'm going to keep it short for you. So I was living in San Diego playing on the AVP, and the AVP had been instrumental in getting sand volleyball added to the collegiate lineup. And so when I heard that it was actually approved and that out of nowhere Georgia State was going to be adding, I just started calling every single person I knew here to try and get on their radar, because I was excited to come back to the East Coast and start building what they were wanting to create here.
And yeah, you mentioned you played professionally. Mm-hmm. You played indoor volleyball here, mm-hmm. had a very successful career. How did you transition from that into outdoor volleyball?
My teammate, so one of the teammates that I played here at Georgia State, her name is Amber Ramga. She grew up in Key West, and so she grew up only playing beach volleyball. So all the time in indoor practice, she was like, we're going to go play professional beach volleyball. I was like, you are crazy. We are not even good at indoor volleyball, and beach is so much harder. But she had this dream, and she sold it to me, and I bought it, and I went with her to California. And 8 years later, I came back.
Awesome.
So I really, really enjoyed it, took a risk, and got out to California and learned how actually terrible I was at beach volleyball and how much I had to learn.
Sand volleyball seems to have grown quite a bit the past few years, from non-existent to even facilities here in Georgia that are specifically for sand volleyball. Have you noticed that growth of the sport here in the state of Georgia in the Southeast?
Absolutely. So there are so many clubs that are growing, and a lot of the clubs that have already been in existence are now adding a sand volleyball arm to their club, which is really exciting to see how many kids are adopting it. It's a great cross-training option for the kids who are definitely playing indoor in college. It's something fun for them to do in the summer to mix it up a little bit, save some pounding on their joints if they have free time. But it's been incredible to see the growth here in the Southeast. And I think the sport growing at the collegiate level, it's the fastest growing NCAA sport ever. So we went from 0 schools to 40 schools in 3 years, and that had never been done before. So that kind of growth and popularity of the sport is absolutely trickling down into the youth levels, and it's incredible to see. I mean, we see 12-year-olds now who can pass, set, and attack better than I did when I was 21. It's awesome and sad at the same time.
Okay. And lastly, we're here at practice on Tuesday. You have an event coming up, I believe, this weekend, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes, correct. We're heading to Florida State for a pairs tournament.
Yeah, it doesn't count towards your points, I guess, or ranking towards nationals. What are you trying to accomplish with this tournament this weekend?
So this tournament is for us to send each of our pairs there to compete at their highest level. So if we can grow as individual pairs when we come back together as our team for nationals, we'll be an even stronger entity. So that's really what we're looking at right now, going out and playing at our highest level and competing with some of the best pairs in the Southeast. We've got some really strong programs who are going to be there this weekend, so we're looking forward to just getting out and going to compete one more time.